You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
My name's Ellie Southwood. I'm from Fight for Sight, where I'm Director of Impact and External Affairs.
How did you find day one of the conference?
It's been absolutely fantastic. So I think what's really unusual is to have a room full of people, all with lived experience of being blind or vision impaired, but, you know, huge diversity of experiences right from across our sector, but really having one thing in common, which is we all want to see loads more people with lived experience working in our sector, make sure we hear the voices of people with lived experience from around the country. So delighted to be part of the panel. We talked about what helps us fill up our resilience buckets on days where it feels kind of hard. And we just talked about how lived experience can be a real gift when it comes to building your own resilience and living everyday life.
To give people a bit of a flavour of day two of the conference, is there anything that in particular excites you about day two that you think will be a really interesting point of discussion?
So today really set the tone for day two, I think. So there'll be lots of things going into day two. I know there'll be conversations about how folks are using AI. There'll be conversations about leadership development opportunities for people. So it really is focused on where are you now, where do you want to get to career-wise, but also the contribution you want to make to our sector.
Hi, my name is Colin Daniels. I'm from the Macular Society. I've worked there for forever, about 10 years. I've really enjoyed today so far. It's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed the discussions around resilience and really looking at them in a practical way. So the fireside talks with the speakers, sort of Ellie from Fight for Sight and Mark from Guide Dogs and others. That was very interesting to hear their perspectives and then to sort of put it into practice with a practical sort of session with John from Guide Dogs. So sort of looking at it in a bit more detail.
What are you looking forward to tomorrow on day two? What do you think particularly stands out?
I think it'll be interesting to do the workshops. So I'm in Robin Spink's workshop around AI, which is very important around assistive technology and AI and how things are going to move on, and obviously how that will support people in leadership roles. So I think it's those two workshops. So and then again, I'm doing another resilience workshop in the afternoon as well. So that. For me, they're the two main things.
My name's Jamie Sargent. I work for MyVision Oxfordshire as the Technology and Equipment Officer. From day one, it's kind of seeing people's ability to make those connections and people's, like, putting aside their own kind of anxieties or their own kind of feelings about kind of networking and just getting involved and speaking with like-minded people. It's not something I've experienced before, but something that's been really eye-opening.
Coming to day two, what are you looking forward to the most? Is there anything in particular that you would like to do on during day two or to see?
Yeah, I'm really interested in kind of getting to know more people, seeing how some of the work I do and some of the work other people do can kind of work together on things, getting a bit of kind of insight about actually how people handle certain situations. I think today I found it really interesting about how people handle kind of stress and pressure, and I think that's going to follow on to day two.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.